Today, we are talking more about exercise snacks. So a little shift in what I've been talking about, especially in February. We talked about dyspareunia and pain with intercourse, pelvic pain, lots of great episodes on that. So go check them out. But I want to give you some tactical tips for those busy moms like me who just have such a hard time fitting in exercise, and the thought of going to the gym for an hour is like, that's so far from where you're at. That's just not going to happen where you're at. And let me clarify, this is not me anymore. I'm in a different stage in my life right now. I have my youngest is 3, so he is going to the child watch. We do go for about an hour to an hour and a half, 3 to 4 times a week. And this was not my story early on, though. Like, I had my baby, my first, when I was 20 and I was still in college, and I had to juggle going to school and having a newborn. And then I went through my doctorate program with her. I still was home in the chaos of motherhood and the dishes nagging at me and the kids whining at me. And I still, being someone who's always valued and enjoyed exercise and breath work and just that connection and movement in my body, I still had to get it in. I still had to find time. And so what it was for me is really just little bits here and there. Hey, I'm your host, Dr. Desiree Cassell. I'm an orthopedic and pelvic floor physical therapist specializing in women's health, aka pelvic floor. I'm a wife, mom of 3, foodie, lover of all things movement and nature, and I'm super passionate about educating, empowering, and supporting other women like you to find and maintain balance throughout all aspects of their lives without pain, pressure, or peeing their pants. And this is the Balanced Momtality Podcast, where we will talk about all things pelvic floor, your core, and optimizing your pregnancy, birth, and postpartum recovery, providing you with the knowledge and tools so that you can feel like the strong, playful, and happy mom that you and your family deserve. Now let's get you out of those pads and back to loving movement. Fill up your water, pop in those AirPods, roll out your mat, and let's connect. Before we start today's episode, just a quick disclaimer that anything mentioned in this podcast is not meant to treat or diagnose any medical conditions. If you have any questions or concerns about your healthcare needs, please seek the care of your medical provider. This is also a safe space where we will be talking about very sensitive but important topics, such as issues with peeing and pooping, relationships, and even sex. So if you have littles around, probably a good idea to pop those AirPods in. But otherwise, I hope you enjoy today's episode. Hey girl, it's March, so it is my birthday month. Woo woo! It is gonna be a crazy month. If you have been listening to my podcast, and especially if you checked out my podcast episode last week, you heard a little bit about a health journey that I am recently going on, and specifically pelvic congestion syndrome, which I am learning is pelvic venous disorder. So new terminology coming out for you all, and I will definitely be doing so much more on this condition because, oh my gosh, I don't know. I don't even know where to start with this because it's just so crazy to me. Like, obviously the pelvic floor therapist ends up getting a condition in her pelvis, and the whole journey has just been wild. And I laid out a lot of that in the episode last week, but since finding this out and getting my diagnosis, I have been deep diving. I want to learn all that I can. And especially as I embark on this journey coming up, I'm going to be getting a procedure, which is going to, you know, be in a couple weeks. It's on the 19th. I'm getting it done on the 19th of March. So I'm getting an embolization. I ultimately decided to go through with this procedure, which, you know, as a pelvic floor physical therapist and just as a physical therapist in general and just a person who really appreciates conservative, holistic wellness care, procedures are the furthest thing from my toolbox. Like, I know there's a benefit, but it really is like a last ditch resort for me. So this has been really difficult mentally, just trying to grapple with, do I want to go through with this? Like, is this actually going to help me? And we'll see. You know, I've done a lot of research. I have talked to a lot of women at this point, and I'm so excited. I found an actual pelvic floor physical therapist who not only specializes in this condition, she's had this condition, she got the procedure for it, and she said that it really helped her. And she also created a course to help other therapists learn about this condition and know how to treat it and how we can best optimize our venous return and our pelvic recovery if we do end up going through a procedure or even if we're just trying to manage conservatively. So I do feel like I'm a lot more confident and validated in my decision moving forward. And I will keep you guys updated. It will be interesting. I am nervous. I'm scared. I actually just got off the phone with the radiologist before I started this, and apparently, I have a really significant case of this, and I also have one of the compression syndromes called May-Thurner syndrome. Yay! So we're going to treat all of the reflux and varicose veins first with some coiling and some sclerotherapy. So they're going to inject some foam and try and close off all of the collateral networks that have been created because, yeah, apparently both sides have connected and intertwined in my muscle, and it's pretty significant. So it's going to take maybe 2 days. I might be doing this twice in 1 week. Yay. Anyways, I'll keep you updated. Today, we are talking more about exercise snacks. So a little shift in what I've been talking about, especially in February. We talked about dyspareunia and pain with intercourse, pelvic pain, lots of great episodes on that. So go check them out. But I want to give you some tactical tips for those busy moms like me who just have such a hard time fitting in exercise. And the thought of going to the gym for an hour is like, that's so far from where you're at. That's just not going to happen where you're at. And let me clarify, this is not me anymore. I'm in a different stage in my life right now. I have my youngest is 3, so he is going to the child watch. We do go for about an hour to an hour and a half, 3 to 4 times a week. And this was not my story early on, though. Like, I had my baby, my first, when I was 20 and I was still in college, and I had to juggle going to school and having a newborn. And then I went through my doctorate program with her. Physical exercise was like, I did get it in, but it was so irregular. It was just sporadic, all over the place. And it still felt daunting and overwhelming. And I went through those waves of, you know, kind of, I'm in a binge, I'm exercising all the time. And then I fell off the wagon, quote unquote, and I just wasn't doing much. And so it was those waves, you know, kind of that all or nothing mindset. And I did an episode on this back in January about that mindset shift of going from an all or nothing mindset to an anything is better than nothing mindset. And that mentality that really just these little bits of movement and exercise is compounds, and it is so worth it. It's so beneficial. And this is kind of how I started to get my fitness in. And even though I ended up having more kids, you know, I graduated from PT school pregnant with my second one and went straight into working. Like, I have not had a break. I mean, I guess you could say COVID was my break, but also I felt like the most strung out during COVID because I had just had my last baby. So I was home with all 3 kids, home 24/7. And that was also so hard for me to get exercise in, even though I was home and not having the demand of going to work or school or study for exams. I still was home in the chaos of motherhood and the dishes nagging at me and the kids whining at me. And I still, being someone who's always valued and enjoyed exercise and breath work and just that connection and movement in my body, I still had to get it in. I still had to find time. And so what it was for me is really just little bits here and there. And now there is a lot more about all these different terms, micro fitness, micro workouts, exercise snacks. You know, it's this idea of quick, small bursts of exercise or activity. And I just love this idea because, like I said, this was me. This was the only way I got it in. And I know that if you are where I was at, it is so hard. And it can feel like, ugh, if I'm not getting in the 20 or 30 minute workout where I'm feeling the burn and I'm sweating, then it's not doing anything. And that is just so far from the truth. The studies are really coming out. It's kind of cool, this whole idea of like micro workouts and micro fitness, because they're now researching it. And so they're finding that even bursts of 5 minutes at a time, just 5 minutes, how many of you can find 5 minutes, right? Like, you're probably scrolling for way longer than 5 minutes. So if we just think about where we are wasting our time and start committing to little chunks, nothing big, because that does feel daunting and ends up causing us to fall off and not stay consistent. It needs to be manageable. And so starting with these 5 minute bursts of movement and activity, and then not just doing one a day, because okay, everything is better than nothing, right? Anything's better than nothing. But the studies are really showing that if you can get in enough little bursts of movement in 5 minute intervals to equal at least 15 minutes. So we're looking for 15 to 20 minutes of total movement, but maybe that's 5 minutes, 3 to 4 times spread out throughout your day. Maybe that's a 10 minute chunk in the morning and a 10 minute chunk in the evening. Maybe that's 3 super hard minutes every hour, every other hour. You can really play with this. And that's what I think is so cool. It's just taking what you have right now and being intentional with it, being intentional with that time. And so let me just give you some examples, because I want to give you guys some actual practical exercise snacks that I have really just used naturally and in my own rhythms and putting what I know into my own lifestyle and what I've helped work out with women trying to find that time for them, because it's exhausting. We've got so many demands, so many things that are yelling at us, but we have to prioritize ourselves if we want to heal, number one, if we want to feel good and not have pain, and if we want to show up and be that present, patient, playful mom that our family deserves. Those are my three words. Whenever I kind of get like frustrated or upset, I try and just zone into my energy that creates a more present, patient, and playful person, because that's who I want to be. That's who I want to be for my family. Anyways, so micro exercise, micro fitness, exercise snacks, whatever you want to call it, it's great. And we're going to start getting it into your day-to-day, because if we can just find these small chunks, I promise it's going to add up. So what can this look like? We can do 5 minutes of 2 to 3 exercises. Let's pick body weight exercises. Don't even put any equipment into this equation. Make it super simple. Maybe one of those exercises is body weight squats. This is essentially just sitting and standing from your chair. Sitting and standing from your chair for 45 to 60 seconds, taking a break for 30 seconds. Then you're going to do another body weight exercise. This could be a standing lunges. This could be you put your upper body on a couch and do an inclined push-up. This could be standing calf raises. You guys, this could be anything. We're just looking for movement. If you have stairs, go climb your stairs intentionally for 3 minutes, then take a break, and then do it again. Like, that's all that this can be. And so I also really like the idea, you know, if we are, if that's kind of the only time we're getting in movement and exercise in our day, if we think about this in terms of a more balanced approach, we do want to make sure that we're getting in the three different types of movement and activity in our normal day to day. So these three types of activity that we do want to keep in our normal fitness rhythms is some type of aerobic exercise. We want to get that heart rate up. And being someone who personally hates cardio and aerobic exercise, this does not have to mean running. This does not have to mean jogging. This does not have to mean burpees. This does not have to mean jumping rope or doing anything that is super high intense. This can even just mean that when you're doing that more intense body weight exercise, you're doing it to an intensity that is getting your heart rate up, and you're taking just a quick short break in between and moving on to the next. So that 5 minutes, again, you can do an exercise for 45, 60 seconds, take 30 second break, or you could just go straight into the next exercise, it depending on what, you know, level of intensity you're looking for. But just getting that heart rate up, maybe this is going up and down stairs for a solid couple minutes, even just climbing your stairs up and down, up and down. Maybe you do want to just get in some gentle running in place, jogging in place. This is also a great idea for people who are wanting to get back to running, you know, an impact. Now, obviously, if you go to do any of these exercises and you're leaking or having pain or pressure, then please let me know, because your body isn't quite ready for it. But again, these are just ways to get in quick, easy movements. So aerobic exercise is that one type of fitness that we want to make sure we're getting in regularly, getting that heart rate up. And then anaerobic exercise, this is strength training and lifting and really trying to build muscle mass and strength and power. So for things like this, we do want to make sure that we are using resistance. And this can just be body weight and gravity. Gravity can be a really hard resistance, and just our body can be hard to move around. So you want to make sure that you are confident with moving your own body weight around with gravity, against gravity, and make sure you're confident there before you do add any bands or weights of any kind. So this can be the sitting and standing squat. This can be the calf raises. This can be the push-ups on the wall or on the couch. One of my favorite ones to get in, especially like in the living room when you're just hanging out, aside from the squats, because you can obviously do that, is like a bridge or a hip thrust. So get on the floor and do some bridges, or roll off the couch and leave your upper shoulder blades on that couch or bench or ottoman and do some hip thrusts there. Maybe you put a band above your thighs while you're sitting there and you're doing some like clamshells, or you're standing in the kitchen while you're cooking or doing dishes and you're just walking side to side, doing like a crab walk, monster walk with a band around your thighs. Let's get creative here. There's so many things that we can be doing stacked on to other things we're already doing. So yes, even while I'm making it to the gym 3 to 4 times a week right now, some days that doesn't happen. And some days I don't really get in the strength that I want and the amount of strength training I'm really wanting. So at home, I supplement by putting a band on while I'm just walking around the house. I put a band around my thighs. I just stand on one leg. Just standing on one leg is another fantastic thing to do. If you're not doing it, do it. Whenever you're just standing, hanging around, lift a foot, be on one leg. It's great for balance and coordination, especially if it's intentional and you're really grounding your foot, widening those toes, grounding through that first big toe in your heel, engaging your glutes so that your knee and your leg is in alignment and locking in that core. This is a fantastic thing to do. So aerobic movement, anaerobic and strength training movement. And then the other form of mobility and exercise we want to get in is mobility and flexibility and some type of stretching and body work. I also like to think of the breath work here, because whenever you are doing any type of mobility and stretching and trying to get things to open up and relax, we always, always, always want that breath and that breath work and that intention behind the breathing to be there. And so let's just start thinking about how we want to play around with this. You can have those three chunks of 5 minutes or 10 minutes spread throughout your day. You can think about, oh, do I want to do like my first chunk is an aerobic movement, couple exercises there. My second chunk in the middle of the day is going to be some type of strength training or body weight resistance exercise. Maybe my last chunk is going to be some type of mobility and stretching like cat cow and child's pose, and maybe some more yoga-like movements like thread the needle, and just getting some general stretching and breath work in your daily routine. Maybe one day you're focusing all on strength and the next day you're focusing all on aerobic. You can play around with this. I do think it is beneficial to keep some type of mobility and breath work in throughout your day every day. So even if this just means in the evening, you're pulling those knees up against your chest and taking some deep breaths. Maybe you're even rolling onto your belly into child's pose to take some deep breaths, bringing those feet up into happy baby to take some deep breaths. Whatever that looks like for you, let's make sure we're getting in some little bits of movement more frequently throughout the day. So I want this to just be your permission to play, permission to see what works for you, and not to have to feel like you have to do a 20, 30, 45 hour long workout. This really can be so short and feasible and still help you. Is it going to help you reach your strength goals, your weight loss goals, whatever goals you have for your body as quickly as you would like? Maybe, maybe not. Maybe the small amount spread throughout the day is exactly what your body needs, especially if you are moving through some flare-ups or some pain and you're needing healing. Maybe you just had a baby, you went through some type of procedure. There are phases in our lives where those short bursts can be way more beneficial than even a 30 or 45 minute workout. But even if your body could handle a full hour, that doesn't mean it's getting nothing from 5 minutes, 10 minutes, little bursts of energy exercise throughout the day. So please start playing around and just getting consistent movement throughout your body. You know, we as physical therapists have a saying that motion is lotion. So as things stiffen up and feel achy, it can be so easy. I mean, this is me too. Like, even knowing what I know, when I have pain or feel like out of alignment or something's tweaked or off, I immediately too want to like rest and take it easy and not do some of my exercises. And while we want to be careful about what exercises can be aggravating things, we also need to be careful not to be too sedentary, because that's when things continue to lock up, especially if there is pain and tightness. So even when we're in a flare, even if we just had a procedure, we really want to still be consistent with some type of movement. But what does that look like? Let's just scale it back to something that feels good for your body and something that fits in your day-to-day right now and where you're at in your season of life. And if you want more guidance on this, guys, this is what I do. I help my mamas and my women, my patients that I work with, build a plan that works for them, help them reach those goals and make it feasible. So it's not so overwhelming. It's not so scary, because you're confident. You know what is going to be safe for your body. You know what's going to hurt your body. And you have also the freedom to play around and explore. I know this is a process, so just play around. And if you do want any more support, please let me know. My contact information is in the show notes. You can find me on social media, on Instagram. The Balanced Momtality Wellness and Support Group is a free private Facebook group that you can also come over and share, ask questions, get more support, feedback, accountability, all of those good things. But otherwise, just know I'm here for you. I do one-on-one coaching, so we can get on a call. I can help you listen to what's going on, give you some exercises, and help you build a plan, help you learn what your body really needs and where you need to prioritize that time, because we know that we barely have any time as is to spend on ourselves. And isn't it such a waste if we're putting it into spaces and types of movement and activities that are actually making things worse for us, that we don't have time for that? We don't. So don't take the guesswork out. Come let me know how I can help you. Otherwise, stay tuned next week on the Balanced Momtality podcast. Thanks, friend. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did, and I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day. I know you've got so many other important things going on, but I hope it was helpful and you leave here with some tools to help you in your healing journey. And I just want to ask you, if you have found this helpful, to please leave a review on iTunes. Scroll down to the bottom of my podcast page and leave that 5-star review so it can help other women see this information. And also, if you want to be a part of my community of amazing women trying to balance all the things, great tips and insight and sharing stories and just motivating each other along the way, feel free to join my Facebook group, The Balanced Momtality Wellness and Support. I hope to see you here next time on the Balanced Momtality Podcast.